Hello, a blessed and refreshing day to you, my dearly beloved. I welcome you to Arise Devotional for today, Tuesday, the 27th day of July 2021, on the platform of the Builders Forum. My name is Abraham Olufemi Ojeme. Today is the second day on our devotional series for this week, with the topic Understanding Times and Seasons in the Journey of Life. Yesterday, we defined times and season, and we also explored the reason why it is necessary to understand them. We discovered that times and seasons are for specific purposes in life. When you lack understanding of the times and season, you misappropriate opportunities in life. Our scriptural text still remains 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. And we read from the easy-to-read version translation. I read, "From the family of Issachar, there were 200 wise leaders. These men understood the right thing for Israel to do at the right time. Their relatives were with them and under their command." End of quote. We affirm that the understanding of the times and season is not just about doing the right thing, but doing it at the right time. This is because doing the right thing at the wrong time is as bad as doing the wrong thing at whatever time. We also discovered that understanding the times and season enhances effectiveness and efficiency. Why do I say that, you may ask? If you check the record of the numbers of men by tribes in 1 Chronicles chapter 12 from verse 24 to 37, all the other tribes ranged from 3,000 to 120,000. But the children of Issachar were only 200, and yet so effective because they had understanding of times and season. You can imagine the wasted lives and time because of ignorance of times and season. We concluded yesterday, therefore, that it is most needful to have an understanding of times and season. The big question now is, what time and season are we now? Ladies and gentlemen, I heard it strongly in my spirit man yesterday morning at about 2 a.m. from Psalm chapter 24, verse 6. And I read, "This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob." End of quote. Two words were striking to me in that verse, and they are generation and seek. The word generation is dor in Hebrew, and it means revolution of time, dispensation, era. That is not just talking about chronological time, but an apportioned season for happenings. And the word seek is darash in Hebrew, and it means to make inquisition. It is about investigative spirituality. This is the dispensation of believers who are no longer satisfied with religion. It is the era of God chasers, people who will stop at nothing in searching for the truth. This generation of believers are like the Berean Christians the Bible talks about in Acts chapter 17, verse 11. And please permit me to read the Passion Translation. I read, "They found that the Jews of Berea were of more noble character and much more open-minded than those of Thessalonica. They were hungry to learn and eagerly received the word. Every day, they opened the scrolls of scripture to search and examine them, to verify that what Paul taught them was true." End of quote. They were noble and open-minded, but very hungry for the truth. Their open-mindedness did not make them gullible, but hungry for the truth. they were not vulnerable to just any kind of doctrine because they were investigative believers and spiritual searchers. They were God chasers. If the Bible could say they were more noble than those of Thessalonica, you should have an idea what kind of people they were. Listen to what the scripture says about the church in Thessalonica from the very first epistle of Apostle Paul to them in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1 to 6. I read, "But of the times and the season, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with a child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. Ye are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober." End of quote. The Thessalonians were people of deep revelation, but the Bible says the Bereans were more noble. Nobility means having or showing qualities of high moral character. Are you beginning to have an idea of the kind of person this generation of God chasers are now? You see, the issue with this dispensation of believers is that there is nothing hidden from them. The light of the world in their lives is so bright that they cannot be bamboozled by human doctrines. Because of this character, so many things that are hidden in church shall be revealed. And of course, because of the intensity of revelation, there shall be transformation of all kinds in the kingdom. The Bible makes it clear in 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, that this revelation anointing shall be so strong that you will not need to wait for the teaching of man for you to understand. Please permit me to read that scripture from the Passion Translation. I read, "But the wonderful anointing you have received from God is so much greater than their deception and now lives in you. There is no need for anyone to keep teaching you. His anointing teaches you all that you need to know, for it will lead you into truth, not a counterfeit. So, just as the anointing has taught you, remain in him." End of quote. My friend, this is the time and the season that God, by his Spirit, has brought us into. Sit down with your Bible and search for God. Don't be satisfied with religion and doctrine. Study and meditate. Pray and fast. Reason with the Holy Ghost. Spend more time on the expedient and much less time with the lawful, just as Apostle Paul counsels us in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23. And please permit me to read the Gospel translation of that scripture. I read, "Someone may say, I am allowed to do anything, but not everything is helpful. I am allowed to do anything, but not everything encourages growth." End of quote. It doesn't have to be sinful for you to avoid it as a God seeker. So many things are trending now, and it is becoming difficult for some believers to draw the line of boundaries. My friend, it is time to seek for the deeper things of God. Tomorrow, we shall continue our adventure into the time and the season we are in now. Please let me pray with you. You will not be swept away by the evil wind of doctrine pervading the land. I pray for an insatiable appetite for the word of God for you. May the grace that avail for the believers in Berea answer for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I pray for you today. Everything competing with God in your life be blotted out. I decree that the cares of this life, along with all inordinate ambition, die today. Like Jeremiah, I decree that the word of the Lord begins to burn like fire in your life. From today, you will become uncomfortable with the things that don't glorify God nor edify the believer. May the fire of the Spirit begin to refine your appetite of all things. You will not miss out from this glorious generation of believers as we prepare ourselves for His coming. It is your turn for a total change of story, my dear. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Peace.